Your union.
Your questions.
Your candidate interview night.
Now, it's coming up to just after 20 past eight. Coming up next on this jam-packed candidate interview night is the position of BME, which stands for Black and Minority Ethnic Officers. Another hotly contested position with four groups of candidates vying for the role.
The candidates can either run by themselves or as a pair, and their responsibility is to promote equality of different races and ethnicities at the university. But let's hear some more about their role.
Candidate Interview Night 2015.
BME Officer.
The BME Officer represents black and minority ethnic students. They are responsible for supporting campaigns run by the BME Students Network to resolve the issues faced by ethnic minorities. They help to combat racism and raise awareness of different cultures. They are also required to liaise with the International Students Network to further racial equality across the university.
USU Elections 2015.
Candidate Interview Night on URY.
But now let's pass over to Peter Rogers, who is joined in the studio by Tamaki, Laycock and Elizabeth.
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, could you outline sort of what you think your most unique policy is? But it's just in the short this time.
I guess our campaigns that, you know, we plan to run if we do win, we're both involved in.
Why is my curriculum white currently? Yeah. So that's a campaign that we've sort of started at this moment, talking about the... racial diversity within curriculums and focusing on changing that and changing the attitudes towards that. So we've already sort of started on things that we want to work on and want to continue working on into our campaign.
Now, one of your campaign points is building from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Does that not mean you'll be putting a lot of sort of the impetus on the college reps rather than yourselves? I mean, once you've set up the sort of college rep infrastructure, it doesn't mean it's a lot of work for them, isn't it?
Well, we were thinking more about ground up, as in more regular meetings and updates in general, because we don't...
Yeah, well, the point of that was to really highlight the fact that we feel that the BME network doesn't have as big a presence as the other liberation networks. So we really feel like we're kind of starting from the basics, and we really want to build a very solid foundation that everything can be built on top of.
Yeah, it isn't really just the representatives, but it's also us being able to establish a presence and establish, you know, a community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, these USU elections have been criticised by some, sort of lack of representation, sort of ethnic, diverse ethnic representation. How would you look to change that and ensure that in the future there is more representation?
Well, partly encouraging colleges to get a rep onto JCRCs.
Yeah. And partly also making sure that we tackle the underlying issues of, you know, misogyny and racism and anti-Semitism and all that kind of stuff that's been going on, because candidates don't want to run if they're just going to be ridiculed the whole time. So we would focus on the basics of just making sure people are comfortable going and that they're not going to be criticized.
Mm-hmm. One of the issues raised by your fellow candidates for this position is the limited access to top jobs for black and ethnic minority graduates. Is this an issue for you, and sort of would you look to combat it?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Again, we really want to work with other societies on this issue. I know the African Caribbean Society as well, like, they really focus on employability for ethnic minorities. I think we'd really, like, that's something we really want.
And, sorry, what do you think careers then can do to sort of help this?
Well, we could probably ask them to gather some statistics for us so that we can get the...
make sure that we know what the statistics are and we know what the problem areas are before we act on anything. So obviously careers would have more of a knowledge about that than we would. So we would want to ask the experts on the area before we were able to talk.
Now, your manifesto speaks of giving students full support to pursue activism. Do you feel like currently there isn't that support in place? And how are you going to change that?
Absolutely, yeah. We feel like that's a massive issue. The BME network, we feel, needs a very stable... Like, it needs to be stabilised so that... Because at the moment, we do feel a little bit invisible. Like, there's no one really pushing for the campaigns. Like, for example, the whole lad culture thing, we do feel like the link to racism hasn't been highlighted as much as maybe it could have been. So we really want to increase our links with other liberation networks because of, you know, the intersectionality between.
Yeah. Can I ask you just to expand a bit on that sort of link between lad culture and racism?
Well,
for example, the hockey incident that I'm sure everyone knows about. You know, it's like a lot of it is very, I guess, societal and like.
What I found with. Because I'm an international student, I have a very different perspective in some ways, but what I found is that here it's a lot more subtle and it's a lot more underlying.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's harder to say, you know, we have this sort of problem when you can't really show properly, but.
And so, therefore, showing properly through the college system is really how you're going to make this far more visible issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Visibility is definitely key. Representation, all that.
Yeah.
Okay, Tamaki and Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.